Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report with Brian Walton from TheCardinalsNation.com. As always, our Minor League Reports every Tuesday and Friday, presented by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Visit him at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Lots to get into on this Tuesday morning, a no-hitter, all-stars in the minors, and news with Ryan Helsley and Dakota Hudson all coming up.
I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
A Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Brian Walton and the Minor League Report. TheCardinalNation.com. He runs that website. Again, if you're looking for anything concerning Cardinals minor leaguers, sign up thecardinalnation.com. Brian, good morning. As always, great to visit with you.
Thanks for having me on again, Dan.
Let's talk a little bit about the Class A situation and how things pan out in the minor leagues. For fans that don't know, there really are two different seasons and an all-star game sandwiched in between. And probably a lot of fans don't realize it's much different than the game that they're watching at the major league level.
That's right, Dan. And we'll start with the Class A clubs, Peoria in the Midwest League, and then the next step up, which is Palm Beach in the Florida State League. And both those leagues have two divisions. And in those divisions, they have a first half race and a second half race. And their schedule starts at the same time as St. Louis, which is basically the major leagues. It's basically the beginning of April. But their season ends a month earlier, basically at Labor Day. And so they split the season in half, and each division in those leagues has a first-half champion and then a second-half champion. And that's how they ultimately set their playoff berth. And the way that they break up the season in the middle of the half, they have an all-star game. And so each of those divisions has their own all-star team, and they play the other division in an all-star game. So, for example, for Peoria, the first half ends on the 17th of this month, and their all-star game is on the 19th. For Palm Beach, the first half ends on the 14th of June, so just in 3 days, and then their all-star game is this coming weekend, the 16th. So that's an interesting thing, and it kind of keeps the teams focused, because there's so much churn in the minor league roster over the course of the year. The guys that might have won the first half for you, a lot of those might have been moved on by the second half, and the same way around. You know, you get a bunch of reinforcements in the second half, and the team has a strong finish, and they can be rewarded by that, by a trip to the playoffs, even if they started more poorly in the first half.
How about some of the players that are headed to that All-Star game here in the midsummer?
Well, let's talk, about the Peoria Chiefs. They have six players that were named to the Midwest League All-Star team, which is quite an honor. That's more than any other team in the Midwest League, and one more than they had last year. First baseman Yariel Gonzalez, a very interesting guy. He was a non-drafted free agent, and he has hit .300 at every level that he's ever played. The only downside is he's about 24 years old, or 23 years old. Second baseman Irving Lopez, 19th rounder last June, has moved up very quickly. He was an all-star in the Appalachian League for Johnson City last year, and now is an all-star with Peoria, second baseman Irving Lopez. Then Ulysses Montero is a prospect that we've talked a lot about on these reports, because he's basically the top hitter on this team. And, he can be 19 years old, batting over .300, team leaders in home runs and RBI and slugging and all that. I mean, really a really exciting young player. Catcher Dennis Ortega is a guy who's been known for his abilities behind the plate and is now starting to come around with a bat as well. Again, only 20 years old with Peoria, and has already picked off 9 runners and has just under 40% caught stealing. Brian Dobzhansky is an interesting guy. Brian Dobzhansky was a guy the Cardinals picked out of New Jersey back in the 2014 draft. And he's a guy that they saved money from the first 10 rounds of the draft and gave him a pretty large bonus, $700,000 bonus for a guy in the 29th round is pretty much unheard of. But he was a high school wrestler, and he had a commitment to college. And so they used that money to, convince him to turn pro instead. And he's found a home as a reliever and is doing exceptionally well as a closer. And then Thomas St. Clair, nice to see a guy who's a reliever who can play any role, long or short, named. He was a 24th rounder last June, so he's already a Midwest League All-Star. And as I said, the Midwest League All-Star game is going to be held a week from today, next Tuesday, June 19th.
Montero, I want to talk a little bit more about him, Brian. And again, we have talked a lot about him on these reports, but for fans that haven't maybe downloaded before, just give us an idea how quickly this young man is moving up the system.
Well, Montero was signed as a teenager in September 2014. So his first year was 2015. He played a couple of years in the Gulf Coast League. And then last season in the Dominican Summer League, excuse me. And then last season he played in the Gulf Coast League. So that was his first year in the U.S. And he was an all-star in the Gulf Coast League. And that's a big honor. And then the Cardinals made the huge step of moving straight from the Gulf Coast League, skipping Johnson City, skipping State College, and moving right to Peoria. Now that's something they've done with a few players in the past. And sometimes the players make it and they stay. And other times they don't. So, for example, Carson Kelly was moved there. So was Magnus Sierra moved to the Midwest League, and they had to back him off because they weren't quite ready. Well, at 19 years old, Montero has shown that he belongs there.
I want to get into a little history last week at Class A in Peoria. Paul Balestrieri, hopefully I'm saying his name right, but he threw a no-hitter. What do you know about him?
Paul Balestrieri is a 23-year-old. He was drafted in the 26th round last year from Cornell. So Cornell's, of course, in New York. So, it's a cold-weather place. It's not a place a lot of scouts go. But the Cardinals have had a good record in, trying to find these guys that maybe others haven't seen before. And he pitched for State College last year. And really, didn't really distinguish himself all that well. 6.49 ERA. Had a lot of strikeouts, but also a lot of walks. And then he spent some time with Palm Beach, and they brought him back down to Peoria, and of course he had that exciting no hitter, and very rare. I think it's only the fourth in Peoria history that was done by a single player.
There's a couple of guys I want to get into at AAA now. One is hurt. The other one is a guy that we've heard an awful lot about, but with the struggles at times with the big club and the bullpen, you just wonder how close Dakota Hudson and Ryan Helsley are to big league baseball. Let's start with Dakota Hudson. Give us an update on him.
Yeah, it's very interesting. This spring, John Mozeliak said of the three guys that we sort of joke call them Triple H in Helsley, Hudson, and Jordan Hicks, two of the three we'd probably see in St. Louis this year, but he didn't say which one. We obviously learned very quickly about Jordan Hicks. Hudson was the Texas League player, the pitcher of the year last year. He's got a mid-90s fastball, but his claim to fame is the sinker. And granted, as we're talking about elevating pitches being more popular, but still a guy who can throw the ball down in the zone. He's got a cutter, a changeup, a plus slider. The only challenge with both Dakota Hudson and Ryan Helsley are that they're not yet on the 40-man roster. And again, the Cardinals have shown they have ability to move guys around as necessary to get them on. And the question with John Gant, performing so well as the sort of de facto sixth starter, they might be tempted to take Hudson rather than have him start, maybe bring him in to try to help shore up a bullpen that, as we've seen, has struggled both with ineffectiveness as well as injury.
And Ryan Helsley, a guy that is banged up a little bit right now, is that correct?
That's right. He went on the disabled list yesterday. Hopefully it's not a serious injury. I haven't got word yet. I actually went on the disabled list on Sunday. I haven't heard yet what his injury is, but it's an interesting, Ryan Helsley, I've heard him called a John Lackey type. And that's really interesting because he's a power pitcher. He's a bulldog on the mound. And he's a guy that, wasn't well known at all, came out of Northeastern State in Oklahoma. But I think folks are going to be really excited when they see Ryan Helsley. And I think Helsley, of the two, if healthy, Helsley might have a better chance of being the first guy to perform out of the bullpen. Now, the only downside in that is that Hudson has had more success for a longer period at AAA. So they might determine that, Hudson is more polished at this point. And again, the Helsley injury also could slow down his progress. But he's, again, another guy that it would not surprise me to see both these guys actually reach St. Louis later in the year, given the churn in the bullpen.
It's interesting, too. We've talked a lot about Ponce de Leon. Do you see him maybe ever shifting to the bullpen just to give him the chance to get to the big league sooner than later?
I think so, Dan. I think so. I mean, just given the wealth of starters that the Cardinals have, I mean, he's stacked up at number 8 or number 9 or whatever in the pecking order, and it would take a, terrible, terrible run of injuries for an opening to create. And, Daniel missed that year because of injury. He's in his mid-20s now. He's at the point in his career where, he's he's pretty much reached probably his peak level of performance. And he's another guy that you could see step into the bullpen and be a solid performer for several years down the road.
If you'd like more of this information, the best way to do it, thecardinalnation.com. And, Brian, how do folks sign up for your wonderful website?
Well, just come to thecardinalnation.com, and you'll see that we have daily recaps of every minor league game that's played the night before. We have team reports from local reporters in each of the cities. The former are free. To get the detailed reports like those in-person reports that are coming from the minor affiliates, you need to subscribe. But it's, I think, a fair amount for the subscription, and we guarantee your satisfaction.
Great stuff as always, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Currently on the website, there's Mondays with Mo, my weekly chat with President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak. Multiple podcasts, and my latest is with Ricky and Keel. Thanks for stopping by ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Don't forget about game previews, our reports every night before any game that is on Fox Sports Midwest. See you tonight.